The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. We read today from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he was asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more willingly your Father will be to give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Those opening lines in Matthew's Gospel, that threefold command to ask, to seek, and to knock, is both a command and an invitation. For these words are in the present imperative, in the Greek, which means it's a continuous action. It's not just a one-time ask. We ask and we keep asking. Now, this may suggest a persistent effort, but more likely, it's a recognition that we need continually to come before our God, asking, seeking, and knocking. We should not think that having asked once, we are presumptuous to ask again. In fact, the progression suggested in these words are first we ask, then we seek, and then we knock, may suggest a growing awareness of our dependence upon God. It's a growing awareness then that leads us to continue along this journey of Lent. Do we ask? Do we seek? And do we knock? For Matthew's Gospel then today concludes with probably one of the most well-known scripture verses, the Golden Rule. Do to others whatever you have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Probably the most universally saying that Jesus ever said. With this commandment, the Sermon on the Mount reaches its summons. The saying has been called the capstone of the whole discourse of the sermon. It's the topmost peak of social ethics, the Everest of social ethical teachings. For the Golden Rule is a summary of biblical morality that found similar expression in the Old Testament and throughout ancient Judaism. Jesus formulates it in the widest possible terms. Do to others whatever you want them to do to you. His words are kind of a mini commentary. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The underlying principle is the same. It is our moral duty to show love to all those whose lives we come into contact with. Not just to the Jews, but to everyone we come into contact with. Notice that Jesus places no restrictions on the scope of this rule. The others in question include everyone: enemies, friends, professors. They need it too. But when we put this rule in its negative form, which frequently we hear, "Well, I didn't do anything wrong," we're told that we must refrain from that, because we're not wishing them anything at all. It's not essentially even a religious rule. It's simply a common sense statement. With no social interactions, I can't do anything harmful. For the negative form of the rule involves nothing more than not doing certain things. It means refraining from certain actions. It's never difficult not to do things, to be so detached and aloof from the world around you. A person could satisfy the negative form of the rule by simple inaction, tuned out. If he or she consistently did nothing, they would never break the negative rule. But put this rule positively, it's then we're told we must actively do to others what they would want them to do to us. It means we got to do it first. We have to anticipate and reach out. It's a new principle that enters into life. It's a new attitude to put on. For it's one thing to say, I must not injure people. I must not do to them what I object to their doing to me. It's quite another to say, I must go out of my way to help someone else, to be kind, as I would wish them maybe to help or be kind back to me. The only love, it's only love that can compel us to do this. And that is probably one of the more difficult things. I must do no harm to people is quite different from the attitude that says, I must do my best for people. I must anticipate and I must do it first. For the golden rule means to get out of that little place called me, to notice those around us and be the first to respond. Scripture says to outdo one another in doing good. Not wanting to do good unless someone does good to you first, that's simply called trading. And there's no grace in trading. So here again, that golden rule. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Remember, and do it first.